Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Yusuf Erim, Chief Political and Middle East Analyst for TRT, the Turkish Public Broadcaster. Yusuf, the boots on the ground in Iraq represent a major uptick. What is Turkey trying to accomplish there?
The recent period has seen an uptick in PKK attacks in southeastern Turkey, and also the PKK's Syrian affiliate, the YPG, has been attacking areas under Turkish influence in northern Syria. As such, with this recent round of attacks by the PKK and the YPG, Turkey's viewing these attacks as a threat to its national security, and it wants to protect its sovereign national security, hence the launching of Operation Claw into northern Iraq. Now, 3 days ago, we saw the Eagle phase of Operation Claw initiated, where Turkish warplanes, F-16s, crossed the border and hit many targets, targets being the mountainous regions in Kandil and Shingal Mountains, where there are many PKK hideouts, cave bunkers, mountain hideouts, weapons depots and warehouses and whatnot. So it was a beginning of the operation, and with many airstrikes to soften these targets, soften the infrastructure that the PKK has. Then last night we saw the initiation of the Tiger phase, when Turkish commando units have crossed the border, especially into the Haftanin region. Now, this is an area that is very close to the southeastern Turkish border and is known as a staging point or a launching pad of many of these attacks that the PKK initiates in southeastern Turkey. So it's very important that these ground units are able to survey the damage that's been done by the airstrikes and also neutralize any high-value targets that are present in the area to put an end to the PKK operations in this region. So this operation is mainly to shore up Turkey's national security, and hopefully it'll have positive political ramifications in the future as well, especially with the Kurdish regional government of the area. The president, Narjevan Barzani, Turkey has very warm ties with the Kurdish regional government and also the central government in Iraq. And what it wants to do is to be able to continue for these ties to flourish and prosper, especially on economic cooperation. But in order for that to happen, Turkey needs this area to be secure and stable. And it's in everybody's best interest for this area to be secure and stable, because in the end, chaos is the best friend of terrorism, and its biggest enemy is security and stability. So hopefully throughout these operations, Turkey can put an end to this PKK presence in the region, and as such, not only protect its national security, but also continue to flourish its relations with the Kurdish regional government.
The matter of Kurdish autonomy in Turkey has been on the semi-back burner of late, or at least it seems that way. So why now? What has led to this development? New intelligence? A policy crackdown?
I don't think that this operation right now has anything to do with Kurdish autonomy or semi-autonomy. In the end, that's one of the end games of the PKK. The PKK wants to create a terror statelet, whether it be the YPG in northeastern Syria trying to take autonomy and take a chunk of Syrian soil, or whether it be the PKK in southeastern Turkey trying to claim a chunk of Turkish soil, or whether it be Pejak in Iran trying to claim a chunk of Iranian soil. I think right now this current situation has more to do with national security. That's a long-term goal for the PKK. Turkey's dealing with more of the here and the now right now, and the threat emanating from northern Iraq is obviously very important. It's enough of a threat to national security where Turkey feels the need to mobilize its armed forces to meet this threat head on. And that's exactly what's happening right now. But is autonomy or semi-autonomy on the mind of Turkey as a concern right now? No, I definitely don't think that.
You are listening to Yusuf Erim, Chief Political and Middle East Analyst for TRT, the Turkish Public Broadcaster. What is President Erdogan thinking lately? Doesn't he already have his hands full with Syria and Libya?
Turkey's foreign policy menu right now is obviously very full when you look at what's going on with Libya, Turkey's support for the UN-recognized GNA, the very important maritime deal that Turkey signed with the GNA that allowed it to demarcate an exclusive economic zone. Obviously, what's going on with Syria, most namely Idlib, there's a threat of regime attacks, which can cause a influx of migration. Turkey already has 3.5 million Syrian refugees that it's hosting, so it can't handle anymore. And also continued stability of the Euphrates shield zone and also the Olive Branch region. This is important for Turkey, but also in northeastern Syria, the presence of the YPG, an Syrian affiliate of the PKK, one of Turkey's arch nemesis. That's very important. And then obviously in northern Iraq, what's going on as of 2-3 days ago, the operations that Turkey's undertaking against the PKK. So while the geography of these operations hints that, oh, it's a neo-Ottomanization program or agenda that the Turkish government has, it really doesn't. When any type of regional power tries to project power, the first place it does is in its neighborhood. And obviously that neighborhood, yes, it was once the Ottoman Empire. So it does have some people thinking that, is this a neo-Ottomanization? But it's not. I think that's really orientalizing Turkish foreign policy and trying to simplify it with a Western label, making it easier to understand. It has nothing to do. So it's just a rising regional power projecting that power into the area. And it has very important relationships with the region, very important relationship with Iran, very important relationship with Iraq, very important relationship with Qatar, with Libya as well. And obviously there are rivals in the region that Turkey would like to see better relationships with, most namely Greece. Also Israel is a country that Turkey would probably like to work with in the future, especially when we look at what's going on in the Eastern Mediterranean. Egypt is a country also that Turkey could most likely normalize relationship with in the future as well. The Eastern Mediterranean will be a very important platform that will bring many of these countries together, even countries that are rivals because of the incredible amount of riches that are underneath that soil. What Erdogan's thinking right now is that he needs to shore up the national security situation in northern Iraq to continue to have progress in its relations with the Iraqi central government and also the Kurdish regional government. And that will also have a positive trickle down in national security into the northeastern region of Syria, an area where the PKK's affiliate, the YPG, operates. So he's looking at it from a big picture right now. And the big picture shows that this terror organization and its affiliates are the major source of concern for Turkey's national security. So hopefully this operation can be a big game changer in limiting this terror organization's capabilities in the region.
Yusuf Erim, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.